Endless Ocean Wave. This is Dr. Herbert L. Biley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with The Endless Ocean Wave, The Absolute Philosopher. What is the endless ocean wave? Well, so long as there is an earth, there will be waves in the ocean that are undulating back and forth, moving with the tide, moving without the tide, moving with whatever conditions exist beneath the ocean surface and with on the surface of the ocean. The ocean waves are constantly in motion, constantly in movement, constantly expressing all that they are created to express. And beautifully so. Beautifully so. They are creating these, they are vibrating with these wonderful undulations that are making life and movement and activity go on in all its marvelous ways. The endless ocean waves. Our body is like the endless ocean wave. We have a heart that beats tremendously in all of our life and beats in perfect synchronicity with all the rest of our body. Our heart is doing its wonderful and joyous thing, and it is responding exactly to how we want the world to respond. It is a fantastic thing and a wonderful thing. In this marvelous feeling of itself, it is expressing only happiness, harmony, goodness, and peace. Our body is continuously in motion. From the moment the first cells join together, and even before that, our body has always been and will always be a concept in the allness. And it is in movement constantly in the allness. It is in movement in the isness. It is in movement in the physical expression that we have here. It is constantly in movement, constantly doing something, constantly going like the endless ocean wave. And it's up to us how we're going to think about that endless ocean wave of our beingness. How do you think about the activity of your body? How do you think of the activity of your mind? How do you think of the activity of your soul? I live here at the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, the Absolute Monastery, with a lot of monks, and we have many guests that come from time to time, and I travel the world speaking to people on this philosophy, and there is a great enjoyment in the presentation and a great enjoyment in the reception. It's a wonderful thing. However, as I travel around and as I talk here on campus, there is a lack of appreciation for what comes first, what the priority should be in our life. If you're falling off a cliff, the priority is to be caught, is to somehow be stopped, is to somehow put yourself into right action. And if you're going to land, land untouched. If you're going to wipe all off the cliff in the first place, but that's not the problem. The problem is we are falling. We have bodies that are less than perfect. We have thoughts that are less than perfect. We have attitudes and experiences in our life that are less than perfect. And we say, I want to be a spiritual master. I want to walk the spiritual path. I want to go for the allness right now. And hey, that's cool. That's real cool. Do you say to yourself, I'm whole and perfect? Do you say to yourself, every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect? Do you say to yourself, this very terrible statement which is going to absolutely destroy everything about you? Do you say, I like me? If you say, I like me, and put the undulations of the endless ocean wave of activity in progress with I like me, then you will no longer experience outward effects in your body that are inharmonious for you. When you start really liking yourself, you put that endless ocean wave in motion for all the wholeness that you are, for all the perfection that you are, all the joy that you are, all the magic that you are. Can you do that today? Can I do that today constantly? It is a challenge. And the challenge is because all about us, the world is designed to look at the negative and to exacerbate the negative, to build upon the negative, to have it grow. When you want to build upon the positive and have it grow, people oftentimes think you're silly. They think that you're asking for an impossibility. Well, there's nothing impossible. Put this cause in motion for yourself today, that you will like yourself. You will let the endless ocean wave of life, which is you, be the positive endless ocean wave of life, positively speaking the joy and the magic of your heart. I like me. If we say this from now until forever, we will never say it too much. If we say it now and continuously and recognizing that I do like me, I do have fun in being me, I do enjoy this personality that I have created, I do enjoy this world that I have created about me, I do enjoy the people that surround me, I do enjoy my body, I do enjoy me, I do enjoy my mind, I like me, 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 I like me. We cannot say it too much. Say it instantly, say it effortlessly, say it forever. I am divine order, I am peace. I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. Let the endless ocean wave of power empower, I like me, I am divine order, I am peace. Empower that statement for you of I like me, I like me, I like me, and watch. Yes, watch. With every scent of attitude you have within you, watch and hear how that magic takes place in your life today. You are a magical being. You are a wonderful being. And the endless ocean wave is undulating in your world as it is in mine, bringing me out of the turbulent ocean into the peaceful shore, into the fulfillment of everything that life is and everything that it ever could be. Have a lovely day and know I love you. I love you. I love you.